The World This Week, Politics.
Joe Biden withdrew from the presidential race. His resignation came after several prominent figures called on him to step aside. He endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him. In an Oval Office address on Wednesday, the president said there is a time and a place for new and younger voices. Kamala Harris has enough backing from delegates to be the Democratic presidential candidate, her campaign says. The vice president quickly secured the backing of top Democrats in Congress, including Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. Democrats say they have raised over $250 million for her campaign since Mr. Biden withdrew on Sunday. Her formal nomination is likely to take place by a virtual roll call ahead of the party's convention in Chicago next month. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, addressed a joint meeting of Congress. He defended Israel's actions in Gaza and told lawmakers, "We're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting you." He also thanked Presidents Joe Biden and Donald Trump for their support of Israel. Republicans in the chamber reacted enthusiastically. Scores of Democrats boycotted the speech. Thousands of people gathered outside the Capitol in protest. Kimberly Cheadle resigned as the director of the Secret Service. Calls for her to quit followed the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. In a letter to staff, she reportedly took full responsibility for the security lapse. In the EU's annual rule of law report on its members, Italy's right-wing government was chastised for interfering in news reporting at RAI, the state broadcaster. Bulgaria, Hungary and Malta were among those criticised for failing to prosecute corruption. The candidate backed by Emmanuel Macron's party retained the chairmanship of France's National Assembly, despite gains by the far left and right in elections on July 7th. Mr. Macron said Gabriel Attal, the Prime Minister, would stay on as caretaker until the Olympic Games in Paris close. Ukraine reached an agreement to restructure $20 billion in debt to foreign lenders, reducing it by about one-third. The EU moved forward with a plan to use the interest on frozen Russian assets to offer Ukraine a $50 billion loan. A Russian court sentenced Evan Gershkovich, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, to 16 years in a penal colony on charges of spying for the CIA. Speculation has swirled about whether the Kremlin might try to trade Mr. Gershkovich for a Russian assassin imprisoned in Germany. At least 40 migrants died at sea after the boat they were on caught fire off the coast of Haiti. More than 80 people were on board the vessel, a United Nations agency said. The Haitian Coast Guard rescued 41 people, with 11 of them taken to hospital. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Venezuelans head to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president. Nicolas Maduro, the incumbent, said the country may fall into a bloodbath if he loses. Polls place the authoritarian leader behind the opposition candidate, Edmundo González, a former diplomat. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the president of Brazil, expressed fear over Mr. Maduro's rhetoric and urged him to respect the democratic process. The Houthis, an Iran-backed militia in Yemen, struck an apartment building in Tel Aviv, killing one person and wounding at least eight others. A day later, Israeli jets bombed the port of Hodeidah in Yemen, almost 2,000 kilometres away, causing huge fires. Scores of people were wounded. In a meeting brokered by China, the Palestinian secular nationalists of Fatah and the Islamists of Hamas signed an agreement to form an interim national reconciliation government for the occupied West Bank and Gaza after the war with Israel. The two groups have signed several such deals in the past, none of which has led to actual reconciliation. The International Court of Justice said that Israel's ongoing occupation of East Jerusalem and the West Bank, the transfer of settlers there, and the forced displacement of Palestinians were clear breaches of international law. The judges ordered Israel to cease all new settlement activities and evacuate the settlers already there. The court has no way of enforcing the decision. The World Health Organization said it had detected traces of polio in wastewater in Gaza. It said it would be hard for Gazans to follow advice aimed at preventing the spread of the disease given the breakdown of water and sanitation services. Uganda's security forces have arrested dozens of people who joined peaceful anti-corruption protests in defiance of a ban. Yoweri Museveni, the president of Uganda since 1986, warned ahead of the march to parliament that demonstrators were playing with fire. Britain and America imposed sanctions earlier this year on several Ugandan officials, including the Speaker of Parliament, on allegations of corruption. South African police uncovered a crystal meth laboratory and a stockpile of the drug with a street value of around 2 billion rand. That's $108 million, about 130 kilometres from the administrative capital. Among those arrested were three Mexicans. More than 20% of Sudan's pre-war population of roughly 50 million have been uprooted since the start of its civil war. Though millions have fled to neighbouring countries, the majority, nearly 8 million, remain inside Sudan. A balloon full of rubbish sent by North Korea landed near the South Korean president's office in Seoul. The rubbish did not contain any dangerous substances. It is the first time Pyongyang has landed a balloon inside the presidential compound. Bangladesh scrapped most quotas on government jobs after almost 200 people were killed in clashes. The Supreme Court quashed the ruling that reserved nearly a third of state jobs for the families of veterans who fought for independence. The nationwide curfew has been partially relaxed. The Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party held its third plenum, a meeting seen as of unusual importance because it has led to radical economic policies. This one was long on promises of reform. The pension age, currently 60 for men, is to rise.